Hello, everybody. This is Benjamin from Sports TechX. Today, I have the pleasure to talk to Louise from Vint. Vint is a fitness studio management software, which makes it easy for gyms and trainers to connect with and keep track of clients. Super curious to talk to you today. So hello, Louise.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm good. Happy to have you here. And I already told you it's especially a pleasure because I finally have a female founder on this podcast. Gender equality has some room for improvement in sports tech. So another reason why I'm happy to speak to you today.
Wonderful. Yeah, happy to contribute. Hopefully I can send some more women your way in the sports tech industry, and we can work on it.
Yeah, hope you're starting a movement here.
Yes.
All right. So the first question is always a very easy one, hopefully. It's about yourself and who you are as a person. So it would be great to hear what you've done in the past and who you are.
Yeah, so I sound very old, and I'm getting there too, I assume, but I've been an entrepreneur. I'm a serial entrepreneur. I started my first business at the age of 19, so now it's, you know, more than 10 years, going into 11 as an entrepreneur.
Wow.
Born and raised in Stockholm, my first business was in e-commerce that I had acquired about 2 years later. I went on to run a media business that I ran as a CEO for 5 years and took into about 5 countries. That company I still own, but I have a new CEO running it for me. So I learned all about the media industry and then felt I had to do something that was more, you know, more tightly connected to my own passion. And this is when I found, you know, the next venture that is Vint. I'm very passionate about workouts, health, sport, all of that. I have an intention to do the 7 summits that I'm almost halfway through. I do run marathons, I play horse polo, and just have a very active lifestyle. And I'm very, very keen on working on a vision that is creating a healthier and stronger world. So I wanted to find, a way for me to work on that personal, you know, vision, that personal passion of mine to help people become more active. Because as you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you work hard. It's a lot of hours going into whatever you're doing. So after running an e-commerce and after, you know, having the media business, I just felt like I needed to spend this time doing something, just helping me reach that vision of mine, in a work setting. So that's why I started Vint about 5 years ago.
Yeah, wow. That's a very impressive journey and a very good ambition you're following there, I think. And I think, like, from an activity perspective, you've already reached more than I will achieve my entire life, probably. So, yeah,
oh, no,
compliments to that.
Hard, you know? you know, you pick and choose from what you say, right? That's
yeah, true.
A few pieces you heard there, but...
All right. So come to Vint, I'm curious to know which problem it is that you're actually solving. So what's the core issue you're tackling?
Yeah. So again, like, my vision is actually to create a healthier and stronger world. We see that the majority of people, I nowadays live in San Francisco and I'm from Stockholm. These are two cities that on average have a very high activity rate amongst people. But in the big picture, the big world, the majority of people are not as active as they want to be, as they need to be healthy and have a good life. That's the core of this business. The problem that we are solving is increasing activity. And our first step of doing this is increasing retention rates for gyms and studios, fitness studios. So gyms and fitness studios have about a 50% churn rate on a yearly basis. So they get people to come in, you know, trying to become more healthy, having a fitness routine, but they drop off within a year. So that's the main issue that we are currently solving.
Okay. I guess most of it is based on the people with the good New Year's resolutions signing up in January and getting lost throughout, I don't know, February or March or something like this.
Yeah, but it's hard. It is so hard, you know, going somewhere, you're going to get sweaty, you need to take a shower, maybe you don't know what to do. the barrier of intimidation is a huge one. If you've never done yoga, like going into a yoga room with like tons of people in it, it's scary. So there's so many things to overcome to actually find a fitness routine and stick with it. So I get it. And that's why we're trying to help people get over these initial barriers and then stick with the routine.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear how you solve it. But one thing up front, I once heard that one of the big fitness club or studio chains said that not the other fitness studios are the main competitors, but it's Netflix.
I know. Isn't that funny?
I found it very funny.
I know. It's like funny or sad, but very true for all of us, right?
Definitely. And I can relate to that, to be honest.
Yeah, no, it's a struggle.
So yeah, how do you solve it? And what do you think is so special about your solution to overcome that struggle?
I think when we say our solution, everyone's like, yeah, that makes sense. Because how people, you know, get into a fitness routine and then stick with it is community. So just getting a good workout is not enough for the majority of people. Because again, like even if you feel great after a run or after whatever you've been doing after a, you know, CrossFit session or a yoga session, getting there again, because you know it's hard work during the time you do it, is so difficult. But we see that if you have a community around you, if you want to call it a fitness tribe or a community, it makes it easier. Because if I go somewhere and I meet my friends and I'm recognized and someone sees that I'm putting in the hard work and I get a social encounter out of the activity that I'm doing, which is additional to the hard work I'm doing, that's when we have the stickiness effect coming into play. So how we're solving this is super, super simple. All the fitness studios and gyms need a booking software. So you need a, you know, operational system to take care of bookings, payments, schedule your instructors, all that, you know, daily operational good stuff. So we've built a system that is super user friendly, that helps you with the daily ops at the studio and gym. And then integrated into this booking software, we have community retention and growth systems built in. So this makes it number one, super simple for the gym and fitness studio to use our software, because it's a day-to-day software that they're going to use anyway. Mm-hmm. The features and functionalities that we've built in is nothing that's going to intrude or interfere with their daily work. But the features and functionalities that we've built in is creating community, it's creating retention, and it's creating organic growth. And this comes out to, we built in chat system. We built in so that customers and clients can see who other have booked a session. They see faces, they can recognize each other. They get push notifications when their friends are booking a class. And it's crazy. We have like, you know, 50% booking rate from these push notifications. Because if I see that Sarah is going to book boxing class on Friday morning, even if I'm not joining for that Friday morning, it's going to be a kick in, you know, kicking me to go and do something. Sarah's going, right?
Yeah.
So we have all these like social triggers, social interactions, so social feed. It's a lot of, you know, photo sharing, updates, ratings, reviews. We have a referral program so that you get credit for inviting your friends. So honestly, like, you know, quote unquote, like easy tricks and hacks that you would use in a purely digital app or platform, we brought into an industry that is very old school, which is booking software for gyms. And together, it just creates retention and growth like you haven't seen before.
Yeah, I like the term that you used, the term hacks, because that's what I was thinking about when I listened to your explanations. Yeah, sometimes you just need like a little trigger, and that's already enough to make you go to the gym, and especially from a social perspective.
Exactly. Yeah, because people want to be healthy and want to be fit, but it's hard. So.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I like this approach. Yeah, very cool. But I can also imagine that it's not always easy. So I'm wondering, what are the challenging or hard sides of this? I mean, especially if it's a community-based solution, is it to get a critical mass on it, or what else could it be?
So how we set this up is we create a white label platform for all of our clients, meaning the studios and gyms. So you know, we don't have a mass platform, but everyone gets their own brand, their own apps and so forth. The studios that understands the importance of these additional features have huge success. But as everything, to get things going in a community, you need to be the driver. Someone needs to be the driver, right? So one of our challenges is how do we get all of our clients to understand that if they start posting photos and updates in the social feed, if they start reaching out to clients through the chat, if they start marketing the referral program to their users, they're going to get a following on the actions that they take. And again, this industry is not necessarily always forefront of technical development. So getting all the studios and gyms to use all the features and functionalities that we offer can sometimes be a challenge. If the software doesn't have a driver, sometimes it takes too long, or it's for us at least, looking at our data, to get the end, you know, members, you know, customers to interact in the software as we want them to. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's both sort of an educational challenge and also a mission to change the culture of fitness studios in some way.
Yeah, because some studios, they just get it, right? They understand the importance of community and they understand the features and functionalities that we offer. And some mainly see it as a booking and payment platform, and it works splendid for that. But it's for us, for our mission and vision, it's not necessarily, we don't want to be just a booking platform. So getting through the barriers with all of our customers to make sure that they use the platform as it's meant to increase retention and growth, is sometimes a challenge. It's doing something new, and doing something new is always painful.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Time or another, yeah.
Yeah, very cool. But you already mentioned that you have a lot of clients, and I'm sure you have some success stories or some metrics that you can share with us.
Yeah, so the clients that are using our platform the way it should be, or you know, using the full length of the what we offer in the platform, increased the retention with about 30% during the first year.
Wow.
And they increased the organic growth with 25%. So, you know, this is enormous. They have no extra added costs. They have the same cost structure or lower than they had before. But they increase the retention over a year, and they increase the number of new clients. So we're pretty psyched about that.
Yeah, you definitely can't be. I think that's all we got to know. I think these are the hard facts and show how powerful this solution can be.
Yeah.
Very cool. All right. So we've been speaking about the past. We also want to speak about the future. Is there anything spectacular or specific that you want to mention, which is coming up in the next couple of months?
So in the next couple of months, we have clients across the US, we have clients across Europe. So we don't really have like a new launch of a new country or region. What we are working on is a pretty hefty and impressive roadmap. So we have a ton of new features and functionalities launching. But nothing in the sense that would like make a splash in a podcast, I'm afraid.
That's totally fine. And sometimes the steady but subtle growth is better than some like spectacular news or additional features or something.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Next time we talk, I promise to have something.
Okay, I'll schedule a meeting for 1 year from now.
Yeah.
All right. Is there anything else we did not cover yet about Vint? Anything else you want to come up with?
No, I think I've done a good job of you know, shooting a lot of words at you. so I think we should probably be on the clear of like what Vint is and what we're trying to do.
Yeah, absolutely. And despite a lot of words, they made total sense. So I think you painted a very good picture of what you can do and what the benefits are.
Thank you. I appreciate cool. that.
All right. One last question doesn't necessarily have anything to do with Vint, but I'm always curious if the people I interview have some sort of productivity hacks that work well for them.
I do. So, one of the best one of the best productivity hacks, that was a difficult word. One of the best productivity hacks I have is thinking about all the tasks that get thrown at you as monkeys. It sounds funny, and it helps with the mental image that you can create here. On a very, every day is super busy. You have a lot of different things to do, and together with like bug fixes, and then a team worker needs help, and then you need to hire someone, and there's an interview, and there's a phone call, and there's a problem. All of these things cloud your day. So you wake up and you have a plan for what you're going to do, and how you're going to be successful. And throughout the day, you just have new things, emails, phone calls, people that gets in the way of your daily agenda.
True.
And what I've tried to do is seeing all these things that get thrown at you on a daily basis as monkeys, because monkeys messes up your desk. They throw papers. They, make sure to lose your shit somewhere so that you can't find it again. So what you need to do is quickly get rid of this monkey. You can't have it on your desk. So the best thing that you can do is try to have this monkey and give it back to the person who gave it to you. So how can I best make sure that the person who came with this monkey leaves with the monkey again? What questions can I ask? How can I send them off to solve this, monkey problem? If I can't have them send the monkey back to them, how can I cage it? So I'm trying to cage my days into like HR, finances, marketing, sales. So then I could just put this monkey into, I'm going to take care of you, Thursday afternoon, because that's when I handle financing, and you're a financing monkey. And the only time I break up my day and I stop doing what I'm doing is if the monkey is actually a gorilla. So gorillas can't be bothered to be in a cage or be sent back. You need to take them. So unless you notice that the problem is big enough as a gorilla, you don't touch it. So this has been very, and just the mental picture helps me a lot to take care of all the things that get thrown at you. Because I think if you just stop with everything that comes at you, you're never going to be efficient enough.
Wow, I really like that one. I'm not even allowed, not even sure if I'm allowed to say that this is probably the best productivity hack I've heard so far. At least I think it's definitely amongst the top ones. Yeah, again, very, very good in painting a picture there. So thanks for sharing.
Awesome. I'm happy to hear.
All right, Louise, that's it for the interview. Was really a pleasure talking to you. Thanks a lot for all those insights. And yeah, I wish you all the best for your upcoming projects.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.